WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Paul Howard is the lead vocalist and guitarist for the eclectic acoustic band Last Fair Deal, which performs American roots, swing, and bluegrass music. Their most recent album is entitled True Tales, which was recorded in 2004, and they are in the process of recording a new album in Colebrook at the Sandy Brook Studios, and that will be released in 2018. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Paul Howard here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Paul Howard.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's so great for you to be here at WAPJ 40 Water Street in Torrington. We're talking about Last Fair Deal, which is an eclectic acoustic band, which is exciting because you play many different genres of music with your skills and ability. I'd love to learn a little bit about it, and then we're going to listen to some of the music a little bit later on in the show.
Okay.
Could you tell me about the history of your band? When did you first get together?
Well, this band has been together since the 70s.
Really?
Yes. My two partners, Tom Hagmassey and Phil Zimmerman, started Last Fair Deal in 1972. I joined them in 1975. The three of us have been playing together since then.
So you're the rookie. You're the rookie of the band.
Yeah, I'm the rookie of the band, right, yes. They let me know that, of course, too.
Very nice.
And, you know, started out as a fairly straight bluegrass band back in the day. When I came in, I brought in my influences, which were a little more in the swing jazz genre, also, you know, acoustic rock, country rock kind of stuff. And when they met me, they kind of liked my songwriting. And so we started doing a little more original music, which we still do. And, you know, probably about close to 50% of what we do is our original stuff. And but the band's always gone in a lot of different directions because our main MO is to do songs that we love to play. Yeah. So we pick songs that we like, that we can do interesting arrangements of. And, you know, some come from the kind of bluegrass direction, some from the what you might call old-time country. We'll take traditional tunes and kind of spin them out in a different direction. And we also, you know, pick songs from favorite songwriters that we like. Recently, we've been doing songs by Gillian Welch. We like her songwriting a lot. John Hyatt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bob Dylan. We go back.
Absolutely.
Do some, yeah. Lennon McCartney tunes. You know, so a lot of different kinds of things. But we still have basically what you might think of as bluegrass instrumentation. Tom plays fiddle. And bouzouki, which is an octave mandolin, and Phil plays mandolin and banjo, and me on guitar and harmonica, and we all sing. I do the bulk of the lead singing, but those guys also do their share of lead vocals.
And, yeah. You know, you have decades of experience in music and in performing in Connecticut. Now, take me back to the early 70s. Did you perform live at different venues, and has that experience changed over time?
Well, it's definitely changed over time, and yes, back during the 70s, we played at all of the local clubs in sort of Hartford County, basically out into Litchfield County. We used Mad Murphy's in Hartford and the Russian Lady, and then into Avon. We used to play at the old Pentangle Pub. Out more this way, we played at the Litchfield Inn. We used to play at the Marbledale Pub. We used to, all those, the Anchor Cafe in Bantam, which is fondly remembered by many people that still come to see us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played a lot of things like that. And, you know, one thing that changed is I think when I first got in the band, I think the drinking age was still 18. So,
so that
influenced the fact that there was a lot of clubs that had live music, you know, 5-6 nights a week. And an eclectic type of music. They might have a jazz band one night and a bluegrass band another night and a rock band another night. And so there was a nice variety of stuff. That's probably the thing that's changed the most, is there's just not as many sort of live venues to play. But of course, as we've gotten older, we do more park concerts and coffee houses and stuff as opposed to bars. nowadays. Mm-hmm. And although we still like having some places that are restaurants and bars that we can play at, you know, fairly regularly. We just did a recent gig at the Parrot Delaney Tavern up in New Hartford, which was a lot of fun. We're going to be back there again in June. And so we do a lot of different things.
And you'll be performing in March at a venue. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. On March 16th at Bridge Street Live in Collinsville. I think they're calling it their St. Paddy's Day String Show. And there'll be two bands, ourselves, Last Fair Deal, and also a group called Five in the Chamber. And so those two acts will be there that night, and we're looking forward to that very much. We've played at Bridge Street once before, and we're glad to be going back again.
Let's get some of your personal history in terms of music. So we're going to even go back before the early 70s. What was your first experience as a musician? Was it as a student? Was it even earlier? Tell me about your first experience as a musician.
Well, like many guitar players and musicians of my age, it was the Beatles that got me started. Mm-hmm. Seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan in 1964.
Sure.
And I thought, you know, I'd like to do that. And that really got me started. And like many people, kind of changed my direction and decided I'd like to play the guitar. And I always liked to sing, even when I was a kid, younger kid. And so that got me going, and played in bands all through high school. Rock bands, and then I started to discover other styles of music as I got a little bit older. And once I got into college, I always liked acoustic-based rock stuff. Like I loved Buffalo Springfield,
sure,
and the Birds back in the 60s, and then, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and that kind of stuff, Neil Young. And through that kind of stuff, I started to discover more country music and folk stuff, and went back and started to get more immersed in traditional stuff. And then when I met the other guys in Last Fair Deal, I really got my feet wet in bluegrass music, because they were coming up from that side of things.
How did you discover Last Fair Deal?
Well,
before you joined it.
Yeah. Well, I actually saw them play one time with some friends. You know, a buddy of mine called me up and said, "Hey, there's a great bluegrass band playing," and I went to see them, and not even knowing that I'd eventually end up in the band. And then, like about a year later, I saw an ad in the paper, and they were looking for a guitarist and a lead singer.
Wow!
And I thought, I saw those guys, and I went for an audition, and we hit it off, and the rest is history. So,
that's fantastic. Yeah. And obviously, at this point in time, you can say you're going to stick. You're there.
We're going to stick.
Okay.
Yeah. We're like an old married couple now. You know.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, we're going to play just a little bit of Last Fair Deal before we take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some more of Last Fair Deal, some of your bandmates of Last Fair Deal, and a little bit more about what inspires you about the music that you play, whether it's the lyrical content, whether it's the sound of the fiddle and the guitar together, that sort of thing. So let's just listen to a little bit of Last Fair Deal in just a few moments here on Nutmeg Chatter.
I can beat you next game. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a fine bird, and she wobbles, and she flies, and she never follows cuckoo till the fourth day of July.
And that was just a snippet of Last Fair Deal, The Cuckoo. The Cuckoo is what we just listened to. What is that on a particular album?
Yes, that's on the True Tales.
That's on the True Tale albums, which was recorded in 2004. Was that also recorded in Colebrook?
No, that was recorded at the time I was living up in Goshen. I had a home studio in the house there. Most of it was recorded there.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, that song is an example of the kind of more traditional side of what we do. That was Tom Hagmassey singing lead, and The Cuckoo is an old traditional tune that Tom just kind of took out for a ride, and we put a new arrangement to it, and that's a tune that we almost always play in our shows.
That's fantastic. Do you think that will be performed this upcoming event at Bridge Street Live?
Yes, I'm sure it will.
All right, then they can hear the full version of The Cuckoo from Last Fair Deal when they're Bridge Street Live during their St. Paddy's event. So we're going to be taking just a break here now, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more about your music and what inspires you about the music that you perform right here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk here at WAPJ Studios at 40 Water Street. I'm speaking with Paul Howard. He is the lead vocalist and guitarist for Last Fair Deal. And we, in the first section, we listened to The Cuckoo, which is just a snippet of The Cuckoo. We'll be listening to another song later on in this particular segment. But first, let's kind of get back to what inspires you as a musician. Because you described having different bands when you were younger, and then you gravitated towards some country songs later on. Was it because of the lyrical content? Was it because of the sound of the acoustic guitar? What was it about it that inspired you?
Yeah, I would say it's more about the sound of the instruments. And for example, when I was younger, I played in a lot of bands with lots of guitars. And then I started hearing music that had mandolin and fiddle, and I thought, boy, I love the sound of those instruments. And that's what drove me to find people that, you know, obviously brings you to bluegrass music when you have those instruments. So that, you know, that's really was a big part of it for me, the blend of those acoustic instruments is really appealing to me.
Yeah.
And so that got me going in that direction. And the other guys, I think, also having played more bluegrass-style music than me, were looking to stretch out in directions that I was coming from. So it was a nice fit.
Are there opportunities to have bluegrass festivals? Are there bluegrass festivals in Connecticut or in our region, or do you have to travel elsewhere, like sometimes further south to perform?
Well, there are bluegrass festivals up this way. There was just one up in near Boston, the wintertime Joe Val Festival, and because we're not really a traditional bluegrass band, sometimes we play the occasional festival, but we don't gravitate towards some of the more traditional bluegrass festivals. There's one called Podunk Bluegrass Festival that's out in eastern Connecticut.
Yes, yes.
And there's also another festival that's up in Massachusetts called Fresh Grass that has a little more eclectic, grouping of bands. And so, yes, there's opportunities for that.
Now, could you mentioned some of your bandmates. I think now's a good time to kind of bring in some information about them. Could you tell me about your bandmates, a little bit about their history?
Sure. Well, one of my bandmates is Phil Zimmerman, who has been playing banjo and mandolin around these parts for such a long time. And he also runs a couple of music school type things, camps. He runs Mandolin Camp North, Guitar and Mandolin Camp North, and Banjo Camp North up in Charlton, Massachusetts. In fact, I think his mandolin camp weekend is happening in the early part of April.
Oh, wow.
I think his website is Music Camps North, is what it's called. And so he's involved in that. We all play in multiple acts, so Last Fair Deal is not our only musical outlet.
Yeah.
Phil also plays with Stacy Phillips and his bluegrass characters. Stacy's a dobro player and fiddle player from down in New Haven, old friend of ours. And so Phil, as I say, plays banjo and mandolin in our group and brings that old-time and bluegrass feel into the fold. And our other partner is Tom Hagmassey, who lives here in Torrington, up in the north end of Torrington. And he plays mainly fiddle, and a little bouzouki and accordion in our band. And he also came up through kind of old-time country music like the New Lost City Ramblers and has played bluegrass for many years and loves to play all kinds of music. He's the consummate sideman in a band. He really is a great partner to have in a musical endeavor, and that's one of the things I like about our combination of people is the way we interact with each other in terms of playing is really a lot of fun, and that's really what it's all about.
And we heard some of his vocals because we listened to The Cuckoo a little bit earlier on.
Right.
In fact, now let's listen to another song by Last Fair Deal right now. We're just going to listen to a snippet of it, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. So here's Last Fair Deal.
The buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey looked at him and said, "Listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Got no use in diving. Ain't no use in jiving. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
Well, straighten up and fly right. We just listened to a little bit of Last Fair Deal. Clearly, Straighten Up and Fly Right. Wonderful song. Tell me about how that came about for you guys.
Well, that's a little more of a swing jazz tune.
Sure
and,
is.
And learned that from a Nat King Cole record. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of stuff that I often like to do. So that's me on lead vocals on that one.
That's your influence, bringing your influence into the Last Fair Deal.
True.
So would it be fair to say that you created a slightly different influence when you joined the band and over time, and then you created your own songs, because 50% of Last Fair Deal is your own music, and that's why when I described it at the beginning, I described it as an eclectic acoustic sound, because there's some of your music intertwined with some of the cover songs.
This is true.
But that, you know, although you do have a CD of cover songs, that CD is entitled Cover Stories.
Yes. It's one that we recorded a few years ago, and we just felt like it would be fun to make an EP or a short CD out of some of the cover tunes that we play. And that was recorded when we had a fourth member of the band. For most of our history, we've had a bass player, and in fact, on that recording, my son Todd was playing bass with the band for about 7 years. He's now out in California, and when he left to move out there, we decided one thing we hadn't done over the years was play as a trio. And so we decided, instead of replacing Todd with another bass player, we would see what it was like to play as a trio, and we've been really enjoying that experience. And so that's the sound we have now.
And does your son still continue to play bass?
He does. He works as a content producer for Lynda.com, which is a software training company out there. And he has a trio that performs, and he's quite a good bass player.
That's fantastic, because once you're a musician and you get that feel for performing, for the roar of the crowd, which I'm sure is there, that's, you know, it's hard to get that out of your system.
This is true.
Absolutely. We're going to take another quick break. As we go to the break, let's listen to a little bit more of Straighten Up and Fly Right as we come out of the break, and then we come back into the break. And then we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what it's like to perform, what it's like to write the music that is Last Fair Deal. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Paul Howard here. Plus on Swing Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk, here with Paul Howard of Last Fair Deal. You know, we've listened to The Cuckoo, and we've listened to Straighten Up and Fly Right, which is a personal favorite, the Nat King Cole song. A little bit later on, we're going to listen to an original recording, and let's talk about that process of building an original song. How does that start for you?
Well, for me, I guess usually it starts with picking up the guitar, coming up with a little sequence of chords or riff or something that kind of gets me going. And then pretty early on, I'll try to come up with some kind of lyric that may work as a title or at least a direction to go in. Then, you know, like a lot of people, you sometimes will work with kind of nonsense lyrics or whatever to just kind of get you rolling, come up with a melody. And sometimes in the process, we will collaborate too. So my partner Tom and I have written quite a few songs together over the years. In fact, one we just recorded the other day is one that we wrote together. In this particular case, I decided I wanted to write a new kind of swing-oriented tune. So I came up with a melody and a chord sequence, and then Tom had a set of lyrics that had been kicking around, and we melded the two together, and that's how that song came about.
Kind of a Lennon-McCartney deal, to bring it almost full circle from when you first were inspired by listening to the Beatles.
That's right, right. And yes, and there's a, you know, obviously a great example of kind of the yin and yang of songwriting collaboration. Two
right.
guys with very different sensibilities and styles that really meshed. And, you know, the whole was greater than the parts.
Some of their parts. Exactly.
Right.
That's right. And you find that with your own original work as well. Would that be a fair assessment to make?
Yeah, it would. Yeah. And, you know, in even songs that one of us might write almost completely alone, let's say, then the process is to put an arrangement together. And so there's a whole process that, you know, makes that song evolve into a finished product. And usually that's a collaboration of everybody.
And there's kind of like a discovery process there of you discover that, oh, wow, I wasn't even thinking that at the beginning, but now I can't think of the song without that particular piece or part.
Right.
Excellent. You know what? Let's listen to, I want to share with our listeners a little bit of your original work, and then we come back and we can kind of conclude our conversation. Let's listen a little bit more of the original work of Last Fair Deal.
Gonna plant a garden row, hold the weeds from the flowers, nurture it to grow. The secret to survival, a vow from groom to bride, a pledge in love forever, a children named with pride. From the pages of the Bible, it goes on and on, here and gone.
That was just a snippet of some of the original work of Last Fair Deal. And Last Fair Deal will be performing at Bridge Street Live. Could you share a little bit more about that as we approach March here?
Sure. Bridge Street Live, that show will be March 16th, which I believe is a Friday, March 16th. It'll be Last Fair Deal along with Five in the Chamber. They're calling it their St. Patty's String Show with two string bands, and it should be a fun night.
Fantastic.
I think the show is at 8 o'clock.
What for your fans who come, what do they enjoy most about? Was it the camaraderie on stage? Is it the blue? Are they coming for bluegrass? Are they coming for more? What are?
Well, I think the camaraderie on stage is part of it. I mean, we really enjoy playing together, and I think people often will say to us, "Guy, you guys are having a good time up there," you know. So
after decades of performing, you know, that's a testament to enjoying working together.
We do enjoy working together, and I think that comes across. We have a good time on stage, and we put a pretty nice show out there, I think I would say. And I think people enjoy the variety of music that we play. So even, you know, people that might be more bluegrass fans, they enjoy the fact that we don't only play traditional bluegrass music. You know,
sure.
they're going to hear a jazz tune, or they're going to hear a tune we've drawn from, you know, the acoustic rock world, and put that into our style. And obviously we have a style of playing things. So,
right.
You know, that's, I think it comes across and people enjoy that.
That's fantastic. And do you like the festival type atmosphere as well? Because it would seem, what you mentioned, the Podunk Bluegrass Festival. Mm-hmm. Do you like playing the festival type crowds as well? Or because it seems to me that what you described is kind of moving to kind of an intimate setting, that intimate setting where you can kind of have that interaction on a closer indoor.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think in most cases that the more intimate setting is nice. We really enjoy playing a venue where the sound system is really good. Everybody can hear everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And including us on stage, you know, that the sound that we're hearing as we perform is great. And, you know, sometimes in the outdoor, like we do quite a few park concerts in the summer, not as many festivals, but, you know, we play, we'll be playing on the Litchfield Green at the end of June. I think it's June 27th. We'll be playing at Norton Park down in Plainville, beginning of July, July 3rd. And during the summer we do, and some of these outdoor shows are quite nice. We usually hire a really good sound company to do sound, and you know, we played the Brody Park concert in New Hartford past summer, and I don't know if we're going to be back there again this year, but be nice if we are, but don't have that booked yet. But
absolutely. Well, before we conclude, let's just talk a little bit about the album, because it's since 2004. This is now going to be an album of your original work. Would that be correct, or is it partially original work?
Yeah, it's
partial covers.
It's mostly original work. I think the plan at the moment is it'll be around 10 songs, and probably 6 or 7 originals and a few choice covers that we want to put on there.
Now, are these songs that you have already written, that you've already been performing live, or will some of the work be completely new that some of your fans haven't heard yet?
Yeah, there'll be a combination of that. So some of the originals that we're recording, we have been performing, but haven't recorded yet. And then a couple of them are brand new that we're still in the process of writing and but getting ready to record.
What's it like when you share that brand new piece of work with an audience who has yet to ever hear it before?
It's great. And we, you're asking me that reminds me of playing at the Parrot Delaney Tavern. We played a few of our newer originals that we hadn't performed before, and I noticed that we got a very good response to those songs. And we had quite a few people at that show that were either friends or fans that have seen us before. So, but it was a new thing for them to hear. So it was really nice to hear comments from them after. Oh, I loved that new tune that you did.
Yeah.
So
that Parrot Delaney location is in a really nice building that was a former factory that now has been renovated into a space where there's studios, art studios, and then on the land in front of it, I know last summer there was like car show there. I took my kids there to see it. So that's a really, really nice venue to go to.
Yeah, it's the old Ovation factory site, and part of Ovation is still there, manufacturing guitars. And in fact, Phil in our band actually worked for Ovation at one point.
Yes, wow.
Back in the day.
Talk about history there. That's fantastic. And so now, but you'll be performing on March for the St. Patty's celebration, if you will, at Bridge Street Live, which is in Collinsville.
Yes.
So that's going to be fantastic for your fans to hear. For more information about Last Fair Deal, where can people go?
Well, the easiest place is our website, lastfairdeal.com. We always have our shows listed on there, and there's information about the band, and there's some downloadable music,
and
some of our tunes.
Are you also on Facebook? Like, is there a Facebook page?
Yes, is a Facebook page, and I even posted something on Instagram the other day.
Really?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, for more information, they can go to the Last Fair Deal website, or they can also go to Facebook. They can find your information there. Paul Howard, thank you for coming into the studio to talk about Last Fair Deal, about upcoming shows. Good luck on the new album when it comes out. I hope that you come on in and talk some more about it and share some of the music here for our listeners.
I'd love to. Thanks, JT. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on to Nutmeg Chatter. Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of our music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Some of our music has been provided by Last Fair Deal. Please stay tuned for Counterspin at 3:30, followed by The Hotspot with Darcy, a fantastic program of local music, businesses, and more. We hope you enjoyed the chat.